peace and blessings. Brothers, sisters, kings, queens, how are you today? I thank you for joining me on another episode of the Fruits of Life podcast with your host, Omega Fruits. I pray all is blessed and all is looking up in your sphere, in your life, in your endeavors. I appreciate your time, and if you have not joined us thus far, hit that subscribe button, give a rating and a review to help this platform grow, help this message reach more people so that we can continue to build, to heal, to grow as individuals within our families and within our communities. Today I have a special episode for you, acknowledging and hailing the king. Yes, hailing the king, the man, you know, the rock, the provider, the husband, right? The boyfriend, the significant other, the brother. Really giving thanks today for that man, that masculine energy, that divine masculine energy, without whom we would not even be here, because he is that other half that fertilizes that womb, that fertilizes that egg, that allows us to be, right? So we're really giving thanks. And yeah, I've been speaking to a lot of sisters, and I want y'all all to know that the Fruits of Life podcast is not only for women. This is actually a family effort. This is a communal effort. And of course, there is the man, the woman, and the child. So we are including, acknowledging, and honoring the king today. That's right. We are hailing the king today, giving thanks and praises to he who sits upon the throne, that divine masculine energy. Yes, we're going to show you love today, brothers. Now, I am not the only one who has words for my king. I will be joined by some sisters later on who have some powerful words for the special someone in their lives. So really, really revel in this expression of love and this expression of gratitude and unity. One way I acknowledge the divine masculine energy in my life is to focus on my son, my first fruit, my firstborn, Elijah Tafari. He currently is producing beats, and the sound, that majestic sound that you hear in the background, is actually an original piece produced by my son. He is 16 years of age, and he definitely is directing his creative energies into musical production as one form of his expression. If you are looking for beats, if you write lyrics, if you're looking for some kind of music, he is the one to link with. All right, so let me know that you're interested in that majestic sound. He definitely is selling and leasing and just directing his creative energy. So I'm really, really excited and thankful that he's able to hone in and allow that energy to flow. Let me know if you want to get up with the brother so we can connect and allow magic to take place. I felt it was necessary to acknowledge and spend a little time just highlighting the divine masculine energy in our lives, is because this podcast has mostly focused on the divine feminine and our children, and I would be remiss if I do not include the man, right? The king, you know, the father, the Baba, the brother who is a part of that whole process, who enables us in different ways, who supports us, who lifts us up. So I'm thankful that the energy came into my thoughts and that I'm moving with it. My husband is absolutely an important and integral, vital aspect of my life, and I'm thankful to have him here with me now. As I'm thinking about it, I'm like, you know what, oftentimes some husbands, men, do not feel acknowledged. They feel like they're always working. They feel like, you know, they're just going and going and going, and they do not often get the recognition and the acknowledgement that they truly deserve, and that sometimes, you know, they would appreciate. Right? I mean, I know that many of us women, we appreciate our kings, like we appreciate our husbands, the men in our life, the man in our lives, but we might not always say so, or we might not always say so on a consistent basis. There's this idea that men are not sensitive, that men are not mushy, they don't want to hear all of that, you know, they don't need to be soothed the way a woman does. But truth be told, yes, they do. and they like it. I mean, somebody tell me otherwise. If you do not like your queen to tell you how good you are, how strong you are, how powerful you are, how much she loves you, how much she appreciates you, how a vital, important aspect of her life you are. If you don't appreciate that, if you wouldn't like that, let me know so I could then deal with that situation. But in my reality, right, in my experience and that of the women that I know, and on top of that, the men that I know, the men who have actually said, sis, yo, sometimes we don't get the appreciation, the acknowledgement for all that we do. I've heard this before, okay? Because of that, I'm going to take this opportunity to acknowledge the men in my life and at the same time acknowledge the men out there that are supporting their queens, that are doing right by their women, that are loving up on their women. So this is for you, okay? This is for you.
I'm so grateful to be in your favor. You're just a really solid dude. Like, I enjoy that you enjoy reading and that you like DMX at the same time. I love that juxtaposition so much. It's so fly to me. You know, I've learned so much from you. You've taught me a lot about my culture. I'm so grateful that you wake up each and every morning so deeply rooted in your purpose. Like, you're so deeply, deeply rooted in your purpose. And that's so inspiring to me. And you're unwavering about that as well. I'm grateful that you have such a light spirit. I'm grateful that you love me and all my fieriness. You know, I'm a Leo, but you love me so delicately. You soften me in so many ways. Like, you've softened me. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that you enjoy cooking for me. I'm grateful that you love me. And just to be so highly favored by you is such a blessing. You know, there's no one that I've ever met that is like you. You walk to the beat of your own drum, and you inspire me to do the same. You fill me with so much love, like so much love. And I think to myself sometimes, how can a person be this kind to me? But man, I'm just grateful for you. I wish you many, many blessings, just many. Many blessings.
To my partner, not my better half, but definitely the half that makes me better in every way. I'm blessed beyond the skies to have a support like yours. When no one understands, you do. Your strength and patience calm my seas of emotions every time. Thank you for being uniquely you, for holding my hand through my youth and growing with me. Thank you for your warmth, for parenthood, for family. Life would be less musical without you.
Yemhotep, Ankh Ujah, Seneb Neb. Peace and blessings in manifesting life, health, prosperity, and happiness for you all. I just want to say dua to my king, my spiritual reflection, whom I call Heru Amket Jehuti, because he is our protector from sunrise to sundown. He is the thought of every project that he brings forth so that we may live in happiness, prosperity, and also in good health. King, I just want to say I give thanks for you. I give thanks for your ambition. I give thanks for your hard work, your dedication, your focus, all the things that you bring to the table for both myself and our son. You know, it seems as though your cup is always overflowing to the point where you are able to constantly give and give and give to both me and our son, Saha. So I'm just beyond grateful for that. You know, and also in speaking of giving, you have also given me a ring, which I'm excited about, you know, us getting married and having the opportunity to unify our souls. The one, you know, that's going to be a beautiful experience. You are truly a reflection of my spirit, you know. When I'm feeling down, you make me happy, you make me laugh and smile. When I'm feeling sad, or depressed, you know, you're always able to just snap me out of it and get me on my grind. You know, there's just so much that you bring to the table, and there's not enough words in the universe for me to be able to express, for me to be able to express how you truly do make me feel. But I honor you. You know, I'm manifesting that our son will grow up to be just as powerful as you are. Yin King, you have so much to bring to the table, and you know, just watching you grow over these last 7-8 years, it's been a beautiful experience. You know, the way that we're able to push each other, it's been grateful, you know, and I just want to be able to tell you that you are amazing. You are divine. You are powerful. You are full of life. So, you know, I just want to take this time to say dua. I give praise and I give thanks to the Nectar, to the highest consciousness, for just bringing our souls to one another and us just, you know, doing everything else that we needed to do to ensure that, you know, this journey continues in happiness. So, Dua King, you are amazing. You know, continue doing what you are doing and just understand that every time you look behind you or to the side of you, both me and our son will be looking up to you. Dua, give praise, give thanks.
Well, this is for you, for your commitment, for your level of consistency, for your logical mind, your thinking mind, your considerate mind, always considering the future, always considering the now, making sure that we never go hungry. I appreciate that you are such a positive male role model, an example of a true man, a stand-up man, an upright man, a righteous man, a strong example of hard work and financial responsibility. I appreciate your commitment to personal development. I appreciate your commitment to health. I appreciate your commitment to fitness and sound mind. I appreciate your discipline. I appreciate your appreciation of what I do for you, even though sometimes you might not say so. I appreciate when you say so. I appreciate your reverence for the queen. I appreciate your reverence for the mother. I appreciate how you are closer to God because you know what it takes for a woman to bring forward life. You know what it took. You was there. I appreciate the strength that you have given me anytime I've needed it. I appreciate how you reason with my sons. I appreciate how you keep it real. I appreciate how you are an example of effective communication. I appreciate how you tend to be the water that cools my fire when it needs to be calmed down. And at the same time, you light my flame. And I appreciate your understanding of universal law. I appreciate how you love yourself. I appreciate you and your strong arm, your silence and your observance. I appreciate how sometimes I could get a little bit crazy and you just find a way to bring in the light and bring in the laughter. I appreciate that. I appreciate how you are not a flame, like you don't fuel my fire in a way that is destructive, but yet you fan my flame so that the heat can rise. I appreciate you. I appreciate how I feel in your arms and how that warmth just envelops me. I appreciate your kiss. I appreciate how you do that thing. I appreciate all that you are. I appreciate how much you enjoy my food, even though sometimes I like to go out to eat from time to time. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate the softness in your eyes when you're telling me about your day. I appreciate how attentive you are as you ask my sons questions about their experiences. I appreciate you even when you're tired and I get annoyed and I be like, dang. But then I remember how much you're working hard every single day. I appreciate you. I appreciate your understanding. I appreciate you. I appreciate your kindheartedness, but yet I know your kindness is not a weakness. I know that level of maturity takes a whole lot of a man. I appreciate how you have self-control, how you know yourself. I appreciate you, and I love you. I love you. I love you.
A message to my partner. Thank you. 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 Thank you for washing the dishes. Thank you for being patient. Thank you for sleeping on the couch for my comfort. Thank you for providing. Thank you for supplying. Thank you for facilitating. Thank you for potty time. Thank you for forehead kisses and booty rubs. Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This list could go on forever. So thank you for loving me.
The guests that I've had on this podcast have been letting you in on their life, bringing you into their living room, and it is my turn to bring you a little bit into my living room, or should I say our bedroom. Now, I'm not gonna go all in like that. We're not talking about sex as such today. We're gonna talk about how we find a certain balance within our life and how I support my husband to do what he needs to do for us. My husband and I have a baby who just now is 13 months. I have two older boys, 16 and 12. Our son, our youngest son, is the firstborn, my husband's firstborn, right? So from the jump, I just must say that I'm really thankful that my husband has been able to see me, to see my strength, to not compete with me, to not sense that my outspokenness is a way to take any strength away from him, who acknowledges and respects me, who uplifts me as the queen, who is closer to God because he respects his queen and his wife, right? I definitely give thanks for the fact that he was able to lift me up, you know, to just add more light, more love into my life, you know, by coming into our family. He ain't have to do that, right? He, you know, didn't have any children. He ain't have to do that. We radiated together. We gravitated toward each other. We were around each other for years and years and years and years. And then finally, you know, the universe opened up and shown us to each other. So I'm thankful that he was ready and able. I'm thankful that he has gone through what he's been through prior to me, and that I've been through what I've been through prior to him, so that we are able to communicate together and build together, to hone and to cultivate a relationship together. And so he is a man. He is man, true to word. And I appreciate that about him. He's a provider, true to word. He is hardworking. And I so appreciate that, because that's what I know, right? My father has always been a hard worker. Now, unfortunately, the relationship between my mom and my dad really didn't stand the test of time. But what I know of my dad is that he's always been a hard worker. And so I have found my father, in a way, in my husband. He does not rest, straight up. He's either working to provide for our family, or he's working on himself, working on his physical, working on his mental. And so I appreciate that he does that. So because he works so much and works so hard, he's an entrepreneur, he owns his own business, and he, you know, he's a hustler. He's a co-owner of a barbershop, and in their barbershop, it's like a culture shop. They sell so much other things out of their shop. It's just awesome how they just take advantage of the whole space to be able to market other products to their public. Because I know that my husband works so much and so hard, I mean, he's up like at 3 o'clock in the morning. If he runs late, he might be up at 4. You know what I mean? The man is up bright and early when it's still dark outside, when people are in their 9th sleep and 10th dream. My man is up, okay? So he's up early in the morning getting ready to go to the gym. He's doing what he gotta do, you know? And then he spends a lot of time at work doing what he has to do to provide for us, so that I can be home with our child, and that I can also be comfortable I can be in a safe space in our home, in our environment, in our neighborhood, and so that we also don't have a need for anything. That's what it is, you know. He grinds, the brother grinds, and I appreciate that about him. My role then is to make sure that when he gets home, things are pretty neat around the house. My role is to make sure that there is food for him to eat, because I know the brother gonna be hungry. You know, my role is to just make the house nice for him to come home to. And I don't care what year it is, I have no problems with admitting to the fact that I enjoy making my home a home that my husband loves to come home to. Okay? Don't get it twisted. I'm not perfect. You know, I might mess up or slack off a little here or there because the toddler, you know, it's me all kind of spent, activated all my energies throughout the day. So, you know, I might lose sight of doing something, for example, like putting away the folded clothes. But nonetheless, right, I make sure that our home is welcoming to my husband. And then even before that, you know, ever since our child was born, I have come up in the tradition of Rastafari. So when a woman gives birth to a seed, to a child, she has her own little space to be with the child. It's a little space of separation and a space for her to nurture herself, recover, and be with the baby, like given the means, right? And thankfully, throughout my childbearing years and the times I've had a child I brought forward life, I've always made that an important aspect of my recovery and motherhood. Within our previous apartment, you know, I converted an office into a nursery, had a futon, that was my space for the baby and myself. And now, same way, I have a room for our son, and in that room I have a futon so we co-sleep. And honestly, my husband doesn't hear a peep throughout the night. Once he takes it down in the master bedroom, he don't have to worry about waking up in the middle of the night. He does not have to worry about changing a diaper. He does not have to worry about feeding a baby throughout the night. And some might say, dag sister, you're doing too much. You gotta get that man to clean a diaper for you. You gotta get him to do X, Y, and Z for you. I'm good. Like, everybody is governing in their own home, right? And so in our home, as I govern, I see a fit to make sure I have my child in a space where he can rest comfortably, and then also be in a space where my husband is not disturbed, so that he can get the quality sleep that he needs to get to go ahead and rise up and, you know, hit the pavement hard and running the next day. Truth be told, right, I might feel sometimes drained. I might feel like, oh, I don't get a break. You know, I might feel like, yo, I gotta do everything, you know, in the household. But guess what? I know what it has been to take care of the household, take care of the children, and take care of working outside of the home. I have been there already. So I've tried that already. I don't mind, and I appreciate not having to go out to work right now. I appreciate the fact that my husband takes care of us. So what I could do for him is make sure he's taken care of. I feel like we're not really having that conversation of how a wife can support her husband, what sacrifices she makes to make sure that her husband has what he needs and is nurtured, has a home that equips him to go back out and to fight that fight. I don't feel like we're having that conversation enough, and I feel it's vital. So I'm here to just acknowledge the fact that my husband needs that space, and it's my responsibility as his wife to provide it. I'm old school like that. I don't mind. Yes, I cook every day. I could be bored in the kitchen from time to time, but the fact of the matter is my husband has to go out to work every single day, whether he likes it or not. Rain, sun, snow, sleet, that man is out there, okay? And if the conditions are such that he can't drive, you know, okay, he'll take his rest and then hit it again as soon as the opportunity presents itself, right? Because we do live in the Northeast region of the United States, and so we have to deal with the seasons. So yeah, that's just what I feel I need to do. And I take joy in doing it. It's not like, oh my God, I have to make sure I do it. I mean, I might say that sometimes, make sure I clear this little space before my husband comes home. Let me make sure dinner is cooked before my husband gets home, you know? So whatever else I got going on in my life, whether it's my social life, whether it's my entrepreneurial endeavors, whether it's me taking care of our baby, whether it's me helping my older children with homework, whether it's whatever we doing, I have to make sure in my mind, I'm like, oh, let me make sure I do this for my husband before my husband gets home, you know, so that he can come into that kind of space where I'm thinking of him throughout the day. It's a level of respect and reverence for the king, and I think we should give it. I think we should honor him a little bit more, and so that's what I'm doing today, honoring that man. My husband, you know, he who took that vow to live and to build with me, to grow with me. I definitely am thankful once again. If you are not inspired by that expression, if you are not just filled with so much love from these expressions of love, from queen to king, I think you might have to check your pulse. What a beautiful experience. Thank you for joining us for the ride. Thank you for being on the journey of this indigenous, this rootical love, this strengthful love that continues to grow, that continues to dig deeper into the earth and expand beyond, in tune with the infinite, definitely reflecting the life of God and Goddess on earth. I give thanks for you. I give thanks for y'all. I give thanks for the sisters that have been so vocal. I give thanks for the brothers that make them feel so good that such words can be uttered from their mouths. If you have not done so already, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go ahead and subscribe. You know this is some good stuff right here. Yes, rate, review, share. Let our stories be heard. Let our stories be heard. Sounding loud. Let them fortify each of us. Let them take root and give birth to seeds that are well-rooted and well-nourished and just watered well within this fruitful garden. Give thanks for listening and partaking in this beautiful expression. I really am like overjoyed with what has occurred in this episode, seriously. And so if you want to share your love, just link me. Just link me and let's let our stories be heard. Let it be known. Okay. Listen, until I see you, until I talk to you again, be in peace. Breathe deeply. Allow that breath to resonate within you. Breathe deeply with your partner, with your king, with your queen. Tap into your spiritual nature. Tap into the infinite. Ground yourselves. Be. Breathe. Enjoy the moment, enjoy the stillness, enjoy the quiet, enjoy the cycle of life manifested. Sending y'all peace and love. Until next time.